Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabid Samplings, podcast 445. I don't really have much to talk about that is new today. I would just go over some games I would get if I had some money. One of them is new, and the others are ones I've talked about before. But hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. So I don't really have anything new to talk about this time. So I just thought I would go over the sort of top four games that are coming soon that I would get if I had money to buy games. Note though, for all of these, there is the caveat that I do not know what kind of playtime they have or what kind of replayability they have once you finish the game. So they would probably change order depending on those factors. If something is a single playthrough and it's, a shorter playthrough, I would probably put it lower in the list. Also note, this does not count games which are coming soon, which I am already in early access for, such as Witchfire and Enshrouded. The number one thing I am tempted to pre-order, but I don't have any money for, I'll talk a little bit about that in the end, is Star Wars Zero Company. That comes out pretty close to my birthday. It's about a week later in August 27th. It looks super good. I have not played an XCOM-like game in a very long time. Zero Company looks very cool. There has been a lot of discussion that it is very XCOM-like in that you build your team up from people who are available to hire. There are hero characters which have special storylines, but you can lose them in missions, so that would obviously close out any special quest lines they have or interactions with other characters. So that should be very interesting to see. For people like me who like to play hardcore and, we have like one save slot that we use, I'll save, in two save slots just in case, but I usually pretty much just play one line, and whatever happens, happens. And if I do badly enough, I have to just restart. I'm fine with that, because each time you play through, you know more, and you are more efficient, and you do better, etc. It makes it more fun in most cases for me, so I like to play like that, and that will be an option. I don't know if it will be a default setting. Iron Man is usually what they call that mode, but it wouldn't surprise me if there were. The next one is also a Star Wars game called Galactic Racer. I'm not really into sort of sporty racing kind of games, but the weird ones like this I would be interested in playing. Like I said, it will depend on how much replayability and playtime there is. They have mentioned that it is kind of roguelike, and you pick which worlds and races you want to do, and so, one playthrough should be very different than another. So that is very promising and sounds very cool. That's coming out a little bit later on October 6th. The next game, which may or may not actually be the third one, I might actually rank this as fourth, is Blood of the Dawnwalker. And the reason why this may actually be my fourth pick is because we know that there are limited amounts of time that you have to play with. You choose a thing, you have all the time in the world, real time, to do the thing, but each step in terms of progress for the character will eat up a time unit, and you only have so many of those during the day and so many of those during the evening, so that will be very interesting in terms of making you pick what you want to do and you have to be careful that, you know, the clock is still running on all of these things. So if you pick option A, you know, option B may close out because time is passing. So that would be very cool and interesting to see. But I do worry that that might make it a little bit more linear, because people tend, in my experience, to play a certain way. And so you would always choose, you know, option A or option B. And unless you're the kind of person who's like, oh, I want to see all the options and I will play totally differently and pick different things, then I would think, you know, that would probably be a one or two time playthrough game. And then, you know, you're always picking the same options. So I guess we'll see. Again, I'm sure reviewers will talk about that before actual launch. But it looks very cool. And the fourth one is the only new one I don't think I've talked about before, because this sort of appeared on my radar recently, and it's actually coming out very soon. And this is Crimson Moon. It is a roguelike kind of action fantasy game where you are, I guess, trying to progress through a city to beat the boss. And along the way, you will find different loot, which will change the way you play. So maybe you find a sword and shield in one run, and maybe you find a two-handed greatsword in another run. So that will change how you play. But they have said there will be ways to permanently unlock things. So maybe if you like that sword and shield, maybe there's a way to sort of save it, and the next run you do, you can start with like a starter low-level version of it or something. I don't know. It looks pretty cool and pretty fun. I would say it's probably highly replayable since it's targeting a roguelike style of play. But how long it will play in terms of total hours and how many times you'll want to play through it, that I don't know. It does say it has a September launch window, but it doesn't say, you know, a specific date. So it's possible that date could slip and it could be later than that. I guess we'll see in time. And that's all we really have to talk about for games. Like I said, I don't have any money currently to buy any of them, so I guess we'll see. Certainly Zero Company would be at the top of my list when I do get money. So I guess in general in my life, I have been mostly okay. I talked a lot about money this episode, but that's not really anything new. I'm always very short on money and, you know, can only get a few games a year. But this year, things might be even extra tight. I had some car stuff come up that ate up a bunch of money, and a friend sent a lot of help, which was super, super good, because I don't know where I would be without that help. But I realized recently that I haven't actually heard from my dad since Christmas. Bunny Day came and went, and I didn't get a card from him. I thought that was a little weird, but, you know, I didn't think too much about it. And then 4th of July came and went, and I didn't hear anything from him then. And I sent him something on Dad's Day, and I sent him e-cards on all of those times and never heard back from him on any of those. And so I thought, this is getting really weird. He would have sent something, either an e-card or a physical card by now. And so I sent him a physical card, I guess about 3 weeks ago now. And at this point, I still have not heard back, which is very strange. After that first week or so, I should have heard something back by email, if he was going to. I sent him an email before the physical card, and that just bounced, and it said his email box was full. Which again, you know, isn't totally unusual, and that has happened before. But then a week ago would have been around when the physical card should have been returned to me, if it was returned to sender, or you know, he got it and, you know, sent something back in physical response. And, you know, that's been a week. So that is an awful long time for it to not have gotten a response. So at this point, I don't know, you know, it's technically been over 7 months since I have spoken to him and haven't heard anything. So I think he must be gone. And I don't know why his wife wouldn't have sent me any notice. You know, we've never spoken, but she does know I exist, and she would have been able to know my address. And I have an aunt who I haven't spoken to in more than 35 years, and she should have, you know, told me that something happened to my dad if, you know, his wife didn't. So I don't know what's going on, but with 6 months of no contact and no contact from anybody else, I have to assume that he is gone at this point, because that is a very long time to not do anything he would normally do, even though, you know, it's only two or three times that I should have gotten something from him. That is very strange that I haven't gotten anything. I will still wait, you know, and my birthday is coming up in late August, so that's a big thing. His birthday is in the end of September, but, you know, if I still don't hear anything on those days, then, you know, it's absolutely certain that he is gone. So that's why I've been, you know, extra focused and worried about money, because even though he only sends help, you know, a few times a year, that does add up, and I kind of depend on that money to make the bills, and, you know, even then I'm barely scraping by in recent years. So with that money now missing from all of 26 so far, that's, you know, a huge loss. He and I never really got along, so, you know, in terms of that, emotionally, it's like, well, this dad that I never really got along with is now gone, so that's, you know, not a big emotional loss. I'll be sad, you know, that he never could say he's sorry or, you know, make up for lost time, but, you know, he's had my whole life to do that, so he hasn't, and that's on him. So if he's gone, then oh well. So I'll be hurting for lack of that support, but really, you know, I would like to know for sure, and what happened, maybe. I don't know that it's super important, but, you know, since I don't know, I'm fixating on, you know, my own clock, because he is 30 years older than me, so, you know, that means, you know, it's verified that, you know, my grandpa, I think, is gone at 87, and if my dad was gone at 86, you know, that means from that side of my family, for sure, you know, my clock is also 30 years and counting now, so that makes me very worried, especially since probably, you know, half of that will be truly usable and the other half will be not the best, probably. I don't know. You know, I can always hope for more time and hope for, you know, better health during that time, but I don't know. With all these years of being homeless, I am worried that that's going to take a toll and either cut my time short or make my years not great. But I guess that's it for this podcast. I don't know what I'll talk about next time, since I didn't know what to talk about this time. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see if something appears to talk about. But hopefully, I'll see everybody then. Okay, thanks, bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbitsramblings.com. rabbitsramblings.html. When you type rabbitsramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2026.